Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from AJ, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, any thoughts as to why Keanu Reeves is dating a woman that easily looks like she could be his mother, despite being only 50? Why go for some old granny when you can have anyone else? In fact, in the cited video attached, Keanu makes attempts at feigning a few PDAs on the red carpet, but his tight lips and his eyes suggest that his relationship isn't even real. Well, AJ, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. In case people are wondering who Alexander Grant is, here's a picture of her, and here's a picture of Keanu's mother. My thinking is that Keanu has a case of male mother need. His parents were divorced while he was small, and he lived with his mother, and his mother kept remarrying over and over again. He's been single for a very long time now, and I thought he was going his own way, especially when you see those pictures of him eating alone on a park bench. He's also not 50, but in his late 50s. And yeah, he could easily find an attractive woman in her 30s or early 40s and have a relationship with her. But I think that Alexandra, being an artist, he uses her as a bit of a muse. The kiss in the video seems forced, and his facial expression changes from happy to upset the moment that kiss is over. His eyes are even open during it, and I think this guy's just being socially awkward. I do believe the relationship is real, however, because if he just found a beard, he would have found someone much younger and prettier. The guy is emotionally damaged from his childhood with three different stepfathers, and having been ferried around by his mother everywhere. Plus, he faced another tragedy in 2001 when he lost his wife in a car accident, and she miscarried before that. There's also another video I made about this back when he was first getting together with Alexandra. And I spoke about how he got together with her most likely because she has a lot of qualities of his mother. I also spoke about how their relationship gives all the middle-aged MILFs and GILFs out there tons of hope that they too might get their hands on a Hollywood hunk one day and that they don't have to look like a movie star or be all that much younger looking than him. In their pictures together, Reeves looks miserable if you look into his eyes. He's clearly got those love goggles on where you love the person that you're with, but you have no idea how unhappy you really are. Love has this magical ability to mask your discontent from yourself. Alexandra is a semi-famous artist, and I'm sure that being with Reeves has been a huge boost to her career as that artist. I think he probably fell in love with her intellect more than her appearance, as he's an intelligent guy. But the problem is that after the early courting phase, that stuff doesn't seem to matter anymore. Would we still be having this conversation if she took the time to dye her hair? I doubt it. But at least she's skinny and her hair and lack of plastic surgery makes her look 65 to 70, even though she isn't even 50 yet. Believe it or not, she's 10 years younger than him. Every picture of her, I see her smiling year to year since getting together with him. So she's probably enjoying all the added attention, interest in her artwork, and probably the added bonus of more sales. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyway.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now back to Keanu and his gray-haired muse, Clown World Show. Keanu once dated Sofia Coppola, Amanda de Cadenet, and Claire Forlani. Except for Sofia Coppola, I've never heard of any of the other ones. They aren't particularly attractive either. He's always dated down when it comes to his sexual marketplace value. Is that intentional or unintentional? You be the judge. If he does it willfully, then maybe he has a fear of abandonment, because his mother kept hopping from one man to another. And if he's with someone below his league, then the fear is diminished. Reeves and River Phoenix were also good friends, and he died outside the Viper Rooms in his arms. With all the tragedy that Reeves has faced in his life, the last thing I think he wants is to fall in love with a woman and then risk that she leaves him. You really have to look into his psychology and all his past drama, and then you'll have a reason for him dating down. Not to mention that he spent half his formative years in Toronto. And this place has a way of humbling a man, making him unaware of his actual worth. Maybe you can blame his mother for basically bringing him up here. Plus, he also has a sister, so between his mother and his sister, he was probably henpecked for most of his young life. On top of that, Reeves' sister, Kim, was diagnosed with leukemia, and battled it for 10 years before it finally went into remission. Keanu served as her primary caretaker during the whole ordeal, and put his Hollywood career on hold when she got sick after the Matrix trilogy. If it wasn't for his recent role in John Wick, we wouldn't be having this discussion about him right now, and he would have faded into obscurity a long time ago. Have any of you heard of films like Exposed, Siberia, or Replicas? I certainly haven't, and I didn't even know he was in those until I looked up his recent filmography. Besides John Wick and The Matrix Resurrections, we would have disappeared from the spotlight a long time ago. I don't think he really cares about that anymore. There'll probably be a John Wick 5 too. But how this guy got signed on to do two of the biggest franchises in history, John Wick and The Matrix, is beyond my understanding. I think he was just in the right place at the right time, and it helps when Will Smith turns down the role of Neo. Other things that were tragic in this guy's life include things like his father leaving at the age of 3, and was only in his life until the age of 13. He also struggled with dyslexia and kept getting kicked out of high school, including Etobicoke School of the Arts, which is as liberal as a school as you can get. And that shows that she has some serious issues. Besides being surrounded by his mother and sister, and the three men she married, Etobicoke School of the Farts has a ratio of roughly 2-to-1 females to males, with mostly female dancers. Yet none of that stuff got him down, and apparently, he still donated 70% of the money he made from The Matrix to hospitals that treat leukemia. But that hasn't been confirmed. The guy's down to earth, and he's easily worth over $100 million. And he still rides around on the subway and has a modest $4 million house. I think that a lot of people have a hard time understanding that he isn't as materialistic as most of the other Hollywood types. Unless you've had hard, tragic things happen in your life, then you don't know how comforting it could be to be with somebody that's plain and not have to worry about being abandoned or dumped. The poor guy had to watch his mother make other men a priority and watch his dad walk out of his life. Not to mention his wife dying suddenly and tragically. So I don't blame him for wanting a little bit more of a guarantee in his life, even if she isn't all that attractive. Maybe that's why he plays John Wick so well, because the character also lost his wife, and maybe he's just channeling all his rage into that character. I don't know. I thought he was going his own way for the longest time, until I read that bit about him spending 10 years nursing his sister so that she didn't die. That's probably why there's a massive gap in his dating resume. What's also really crazy is how much his mother looks like Alexandra Grant. I put a video in the description with Keanu in 2020 at the Academy Awards, where he actually took his mother to them. Funny enough, he looks a lot happier there than he does with Alexandra. He looks more laid back and relaxed than he does with his own girlfriend. I just hope that his mother was there during the 10 years that he was helping to nurse his sister in battle cancer. Why did he have to put his career partially on hold to do that when Kim had her mother and Keanu would have gladly paid a nurse to help her basically get her back to health? That didn't really make much sense to me. As for Alexandra, her work doesn't really strike me as all that original or groundbreaking, but maybe it is to him. She kind of reminds me of Andy Warhol for some reason. There also seems to be a definite influence by Keith Haring as well, but just more complex. I'm not a big fan of most modern art, and it's just too conceptual, and I've always thought that it was basically all about bullshit baffling the brain. Her work also evokes feelings of early cubism. I have a fine arts degree, and when I was in school, we were taught that with modern art, a 90% of it is theory, and coming up with an explanation for the actual 10% of work that you do, which is your perspiration. It's perfect for female artists that know how to talk about their work and where they took their ideas from. I was taught that the idea was that there were no original ideas and you're supposed to credit all the works that inspired you and that you borrowed from. So it lends itself well to female chameleons that like to pretend that they're groundbreaking artists. As for Reeves, he's in his late 50s. He was single for 10 to 15 years before getting together with her. I don't think he cares about the way people see him living his life these days. Especially if you saw that photo of him looking sad on a park bench. I just wish he could take his love goggles off and see that he's actually miserable with her, and that he's probably only with her because of love, and not because he truly wants to be. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to AJ for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Keanu is smashing a woman that looks like the single mother that raised him. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys raised by single mothers in Toronto that married three stepfathers from figuring out their own sexual marketplace value away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.